turnips and beets, what do you call those?
Oh, that turnip tops, they call it roots, turnip roots.
And just the leafy part, what is that?
The top, they call it, the turnip top.
Did they ever used to call it salad?
Yeah, they call it salad now if they're real small. They're younger, when they're small, you see down that way, they call it a salad. Salad turnip, when they get on the bigger, you see. Mm-hmm.
When you don't use the root, then that's a salad.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did you ever heat milk slowly back on the farm and make anything out of it?
Made butter.
Butter?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you ever make a clabber milk?
Yeah, well, they'll do that now. They'll do that if the sow is a clabber.
Uh-huh. And kind of a curd cheese, or what did you used to call it?
What?
Kind of a clabber cheese.
No, they made some kind of cheese, but we never did. We used to keep milk down in the well. Had a jar to let it down in the well to keep it cool through the day. And you didn't have no ice. There wasn't no ice factors around here. Mm-hmm.
But your mother never heated milk on the stove and made it kind of a clabber cheese out of it.
See, I remember heating a little milk on there for different things. I don't remember what it was for. Mm-hmm.
And your wife spoke of corn on the cob, right?
Yeah. A lot of them boil the corn on the cob for the chilling. They'd rather have it on the cob than to have it off.
Mm-hmm. More fun. Huh? More fun to eat.
But I told them that a mule eat that way.
What do you think of that?
We grate ours, mostly. Most of the corn is, she cooks it grated.
I see.
Hardly ever cut then with a knife off of the cob. A lot of them cut it, but she don't hardly ever cut it. Fine. My mother never did.
Mm-hmm.
Used to take about 30 or 40 years for us when we was ready to make a meal.
I bet.
Well, they'd make two meals, dinner and supper. They'd call it dinner and supper.
Uh-huh. And do you have a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but he stays in the ground here?
They call it, I see what they call him, a groundhog.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have that, but we don't see many of those.
It's mostly in North Georgia, isn't it?
Yeah, going up in North Georgia.
And a little animal that's black with a white stripe, he smells bad if you scare
him. Polecat.
Mm-hmm. And little things that hop along the ground, some of them are this small, and some of them, if they're in the water, are this big. What do you call those?
Frogs?
Yeah. What kind of different kinds of frogs?
Yeah, they have different kinds of frogs. We have a little green frog they call a rain frog. Yeah, be up in the bushes. Mm-hmm. You're hollering, there's a lot of rain going on around there. They have the toad frog out there that hangs around all the time, mostly in dry places in the barn, and the bullfrog on down in the ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Them holler so loud at night.
Uh-huh.
Well, a lot of them eat some. They catch them and
the frog legs. Are
yeah, frog legs.
Good.
Yeah, tastes like fried chicken to me.
Mm-hmm.
Young fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Real tender.
Yeah.
When you go fishing, what are the ordinary worms that you dig up?
They use earthworms mostly. What they call them, yeah.
And
some of them use the wiggler, they call them.
The little red ones?
They call them the little red worm.
That's
have a little old worm they call, well, the red worm is practically the same thing you used to call the slop worm, yeah, where they go around where they poured out the dishwater and things years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You could put boards over that where they threw out the dishwater out of the kitchen, and you didn't have no way to run it off. There wasn't no such a thing as a pipe then.
Mm-hmm.
And they could put some boards over there and get a few worms started. They'd be there all the time. You wouldn't dig your fish bait.
And they're faster.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. You ever hear those called Georgia Wigglers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had those.
Mm-hmm. And an insect that flies around and sends off light at night.
Lightning bug.
Uh-huh.